We actually try to share with the business the types of talent that we're bringing in and how that talent may be performing so that we can see, you know, are the people we're bringing in engaged? Are the people that we're bringing in performing well? Are the people that we're bringing in getting promoted? So some of those quality of hire metrics. Now, the one thing I want to continue to be able to do is like peel back that onion and say, if we're getting certain talents from certain talent pools, are they performing better? We're not quite there yet, but I think constantly evaluating how the data can help us tell the story.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and today I have a conversation with Blair Bennett. Blair is the Senior Vice President of Global Talent Acquisition at PepsiCo. Blair, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ryan. It's a pleasure to be here with you and your guests.
Yes, awesome. So we are excited to chat today. Let's start out and talk a little bit about your background. We were talking before we recorded. Both of us have been in the space a long time. So let's get into it. Maybe how you got started in the talent space, some roles that you've held leading up to your current role.
Awesome. Happy to share. Like many, I fell into talent acquisition, but I guess I fell hard because I've now been in it for 20 years. What's interesting, I think, is that I actually studied international affairs. And so I was going to be in the political arena, and that was my goal. And I went to school in Washington, D.C., and I actually had my first career in politics and political fundraising. And I guess the power of networking was a lesson that I learned early in my life, because a friend of a friend, when I was looking to transition out of fundraising into what I thought would probably be a career in lobbying, that a friend of mine introduced me to somebody at Korn Ferry, of course, one of the major search firms. And I ended up joining Korn Ferry, and that's how I transitioned into recruiting. And there I was actually recruiting heads of Washington offices, chief lobbyists. So it leveraged my political network. But I really enjoyed the executive search realm because I found, as somebody who is a lifelong learner, as we call it, I was learning so much talking to business leaders and talent and different executives. And I was working across a lot of industries. And so I just really fell in love with it. And I transitioned into corporate recruiting when I left Korn Ferry and joined Walmart. And so having the opportunity to join the largest retailer in the world was an amazing experience. And when you talk about some of the different types of roles that I've had in my 7 years at Walmart, I moved between talent acquisition roles, HR business partner, critical experience. I got to work on an innovation project that was part of the business. And that really opened my eyes up to thinking about the future and how you build something from scratch, thinking about what technology might be coming forth, because we were really looking at how we build a super center of the future. And so those years put a lot of tools in my toolbox. And when PepsiCo called and introduced this opportunity to me, it was one that I really couldn't pass up talking to because PepsiCo is such an amazing company, an amazing brand. I had learned that I liked working in big company environments and navigating the complexity, and there's big challenges you get to face, and I'm somebody who likes to solve problems. And so I joined PepsiCo 5 years ago and haven't looked back. This is a great company, great brands, great leadership. And I think the other thing that really drew me to this position is HR is a valued function here at PepsiCo. And so when we talk about where the company's going and how we continue to innovate, HR is always part of that conversation. And so I feel as a leader of the global talent acquisition function, I have this great platform to bring our expertise as recruiters in attracting all sorts of new capabilities, but also the bread and butter capabilities that make our business run, that our recruiting team truly makes a difference every day. So professionally, that's how I got to where I am. And personally, I'm married. I have two dogs, Liberty and Justice, and my son has three sons that we enjoy spending a lot of time with. And I don't know, I like to golf and garden and cook and do things that free your mind and give you that view of nature and family. And that's how I fulfill my personal side of things.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing. Really appreciate you going through that impressive background, and appreciate you sharing a little bit of the personal stuff too. I always enjoy that when guests do that, and that helps us get to know you a little better. So thank you for that. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, dive a little bit into the size and scope. I'm sure everyone recognizes the PepsiCo brand, but size and scope of your current role, maybe everyone knows what PepsiCo is as a business, I hope, but dive into that as well as kind of maybe number of employees, size of your TA team, kind of number of hires, those types of things, just to kind of scope out the magnitude of your role.
Yeah, happy to, because I think that, you know, people do recognize the brand PepsiCo, but sometimes what's underneath it may not as appreciated. We are a company that is about 320,000 employees strong across the globe and $90 billion plus revenues annually. I think from the perspective of our product portfolio, definitely when you walk down the beverage aisle, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, all of our great products, Gatorade. And then when you walk down the snack aisle, of course, you will see many of our great products, Frito-Lay, Cheetos, Doritos. We also have partnerships with Sabra Hummus and some brands that people may not actually appreciate that are ours. And so that's one thing that I really love about this company is we not only provide products that people can enjoy, but we also are constantly innovating to keep up with the consumer. And as a company our size, we also feel a great responsibility to be a good global citizen. And so we work a lot on issues like sustainability, and our foundation does a lot for our communities. So just a really fun company to be with. And then I think from a talent acquisition standpoint, our team is a combination, I would say, of talent acquisition specialists. And also, we work very closely with our HR partners. And in some parts of the world, HR manages TA. So we have some decentralization in the function. But there's about 500, a little over 500 individuals who support our TA function. And on an annual basis, something that I am very proud of our team for, but we work through about 30,000 requisitions. And those could be internal mobility work that we help people with finding positions in the company, but also, of course, external hires. And so I think our scope is oftentimes all the way from an hourly frontline associate all the way up to the most senior level executives. And we have campus program. That's a very strong program here. So our team hires about 2,000 campus recruits every year. Our executive team, I would put up against any executive search firm. As much as I love executive search firms, we have a strong team. So we really do the whole gamut across all of our cohorts. The one exception is that our team from the U.S. perspective, our hourly frontline associates are hired through the business. So that's the one part of TA that's carved out from our day-to-day.
Okay, great. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Appreciate you scoping that out for folks, and impressive. So let's talk a little bit. You've been there 5 years, and in this role, I'm sure that you've led a lot of change and innovation through the function. Let's talk about maybe the last couple of years, maybe some of the initiatives you're most proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, I came 5 years ago. That was the end of 2019. And of course, we all know what 2020 had in store. So in some ways, from the very beginning of my joining, we've been going through a lot of change. But I'm proud to say that I think the journey that we've been on is really helping to set us up for being able to move into the future, which we all know is moving super, super fast in positive ways. And the reason I can say that is because we've done a lot of work to standardize our processes. And we've done a lot of work to look at our operating model and how we, in collaboration with our global capability centers, can work to make sure that the work is being done in the right places to maximize the effectiveness of our processes. We also have done a lot of work in defining how we want to create our candidate experiences that can really be authentic to who we are as PepsiCo. And so some of the specific work that we've done, Ryan, is, as I mentioned, standardizing processes, things like making sure that our technology stack is enabling the experience that we want to provide. So we simplified a lot of our tools and technology so that we could have a more simplified process. We have done a lot of work to elevate, and not just elevate, but we actually launched an entire new employer brand. And so that was a very strong piece of work to help us think about who are the critical cohorts of talent that we're really trying to make sure understand PepsiCo, understand our company, understand the value proposition for them. And so we did that 2 years ago. And one of the things that I'm really proud of our team for doing is it wasn't just a launch, but we've really been continuing to figure out ways where we can bring our associates into selling that employer brand for us, the storytelling aspects of that, the tools that we've used to help localize that employer brand. So looking at that global to local strategy, thinking through some of the work that we've done in helping to boost the data and analytics that we're using to understand the performance of our function. So we have some of our regular metrics that we look at as far as time to find and time to hire, but even working with our people analytics team to do deeper assessments on some of the quality of our hires. So I mentioned we have a strong campus program. How do our campus hires compare to hires that come through other channels? So we're trying to do like deeper analytics work to help us get to the right talent. And then a lot of those changes happened in the first few years that I was here. And then this year, actually, it's been really exciting because we took a step back and we said, we want to give ourselves time to really understand in all these changes that we've been making, what did we get right? And what do we need to continue to scale? What maybe didn't we get all the way right? And we still have pain points or bottlenecks that we want to work through to make it easy for our teams to do the work that they want to do. We are looking at how we continue to evolve our operating model to make us a really effective function. And then I mentioned being future ready. So how do we continue to look at our processes and that standardization and the technology to enable our recruiters to find the best talent and deliver to the business in the way that we can. So that's been really cool. We have taken the last several months to deep dive into a lot of these areas, and we've prioritized some work streams, and I can get into more detail. But yes, it's been a lot of changing and evolving and bringing our people along in that process. And we will always continue to have that continuous improvement mindset.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. I love how you framed that and the foundation that you've laid for the team to build off of and be successful. I particularly appreciate kind of some of the taking a breath and analyzing what you've done and taking a hard look, an introspective look at yourself. I don't see many organizations doing that. And quite frankly, some of them may not understand they may be running in the wrong direction from their goals and just keep on running.
It's easy to do, right?
Because we're just going.
And so it actually was very refreshing to be able to do that. And I'm glad that we've done it, and it'll help us build our roadmap for the next few years.
Yeah, I think it's a great practice to have to build that into the cycle. It's a kind of a Lean Six Sigma methodology of analyzing things as part of your cycle. And so I think it's really important to do so. You talked a little bit about some of the metrics. One of the questions that I like to ask and folks appreciate hearing is, like, how do you measure performance? You talked a little bit about some of the measurements already. Maybe take it a little different way of, like, How does leadership at PepsiCo look at the performance of TA? What's important? What key elements are really important to the business?
Yeah, it's such a great question. And I think it's one that we continue to evaluate and try to find more and more ways to get not only the most data, but also how we can continue to look at the insights of that data and drive the right decision making. So if I think about, like I mentioned, we launched a new employer brand. Some of the work that we're doing to help understand how is that brand performing is we have a tool where we do social listening and we have attributes of the brand that we're constantly looking at. Is it going up? Is it going down? Are we trending in the right directions? How might we amplify elements of those brand attributes or that EVP in a way that continues to help people see us as an employer of choice? And the team has really started to look much more holistically at, like, how the brand is performing and how that's driving better metrics in our conversion rates of people who are looking at our career site into those who are actually clicking in and applying. And I think where we need to continue to evolve is those applications, are they driving the right funnels? So that's one piece of work where we've done a lot to try and move through our data in ways that can help us be smarter with how we're leveraging our brand and ultimately filling pipelines through talent communities. I think the other thing is on how the business reflects on the performance of talent acquisition. Obviously, the types of, I guess, recruiter metrics of time to hire, time to fill, we do look at those things. But I think even more important to some of our businesses, we've been growing significantly in certain areas where we're doing transformation. And so bringing new capabilities into the company. And I think in those elements, we actually try to share with the business the types of talent that we're bringing in and how that talent may be performing, so that we can see, are the people we're bringing in engaged? Are the people that we're bringing in performing well? Are the people that we're bringing in getting promoted? So some of those quality of hire metrics. Now, the one thing I want to continue to be able to do is, like, peel back that onion and say, if we're getting certain talents from certain talent pools, are they performing better? We're not quite there yet, but I think constantly evaluating how the data can help us tell the story. And then I think another piece of how we look at data is when we are looking at a new program or the development of a program, we're starting to really think through what are the success metrics going to be at the beginning of the design, so that we can build it into where we're going. So one of the pieces of work that we're doing right now is we're looking at our global interview framework to better standardize our interviewing processes. We have a lot of great tools. So we have interview guides. We have great recruiters who can submit wonderful candidates to our hiring managers. But there's a lot of sort of customization in how that process is happening. Some hiring managers want to do 5 interviews. Some hiring managers want to do 10 interviews. But we all know that more standardization and expertise in how that all comes together. So what are we looking at now as far as being able to pull data into that process to help us show the business the outcomes that may be achieved? So even in this process, we're actually piloting some interview intelligence technology. And I'm super excited about the data that we'll be able to pull through that, that will help us then continue on this journey. So data is an everyday part of what we do, but I think the magic is how we start to thread these different pieces of data into. And that's something that we're working on. We have not perfected that. I'm always looking for people who can give me advice on how to do that. And I know that in a lot of forums and podcasts, this is a hot topic. And I think we're all learning from each other right now. It's an awesome question.
That's great. Thank you. Appreciate you sharing that. You touched on a couple of things that might be some of your key initiatives as you look forward here. But yeah, curious, after your kind of assessment this year, as well as some of the data and analytics that's pointing you to key initiatives, what are some of the things that you're focused on here moving forward in the next, call it 18 months?
Yeah. So we're always ambitious. And so we're always working on something, multiple things. Yeah. But I think a couple that we're really focused on right now, one is frontline hiring. And we've started in our international markets because a lot of the work that we did with our technology and our processes over the last few years has been more focused on the salaried hires or the professional hires. And so this is a real opportunity that as we were talking to our teams, where they feel more support through experience, process, technology can be super beneficial to competing for this talent because it's a highly competitive talent pool. And so we're going to deep dive there. And we're doing right now a work stream where we are identifying what we think some of those opportunities are so that coming into 2025, we can focus on what we might do different. And there's so much happening in the frontline hourly hiring space. This is so exciting for us to dig into a little bit more. And I think as a company with 300,000 frontline employees who make, move, and sell our product every day, if we can do some cool stuff here, that's really fun. And we're learning a lot from other companies. One of the things that I appreciate about talent acquisition is I think a lot of our leaders are talking to each other and sharing what's working and what's not working. So it's also fun to get underneath what other companies have been doing. Another area that we are focused on is actually capability building for our own teams. This is an important part of PepsiCo. We like to have opportunities to upskill and for people to feel like they can continue to grow and develop in their role. And as we've made certain changes with processes, we're another data point. We look at process adherence. I'm not one people love to talk about, but it is important. But as we think about equipping our recruiters to not only be able to use the technology and our processes in the most effective way, but also how are these types of things going to continue to evolve when you put new technologies, artificial intelligence, all these things on top of it. So we want to prepare our teams to be able to work with those tools in the best way possible, because that helps them do the so-called higher value work or have conversations with hiring managers that are more elevated, because we've equipped our recruiters with certain types of talent intelligence tools that they can go into and get more data. So we're trying to build this not only capability building that helps people do the job today, but also prepare for what the job may be tomorrow. And this is so cool because we're trying to scale this across all 500 plus recruiters at all levels of the organization. And I think that it's going to be super well received as an opportunity for our teams to continue to grow, learn, develop, and be prepared for the future. Another piece of work that we're doing is in the sourcing space. So we know that this is a space that's ripe for innovation. And it's so funny. I was saying to the team, you know, we've been talking about talent communities for the entire 20 years I've been in talent acquisition. And some of the things that were hard about it. Oh, we need a tagging governance and we need like all these like manual things. Now we're going into a space where like technology is going to help us so much, be able to be so much more effective. So we're looking at like, how can we elevate our strategies in sourcing and in talent communities and in our CRM and these types of things that I think is going to be ripe for innovation. And I'm excited about what's coming on our radar there. So those are just a few. We have others, but we'll save those for the next podcast.
Yeah, there you go. No, that's a lot. So I think those are some great, you called out three really important things with a lot of innovation and the way the market is moving with the continual innovation in technology and process innovation, capability enhancements. And I love how you talk about you can build all this process and technology and tools to help enable improved performance, but it definitely changes the nature of what your recruiting teams are doing. And so upskilling them and preparing them for the role of the future to add far more strategic value is where you start getting the exponential returns on the investment in the technology and process enhancements and things. So that's great. No, those are three really powerful initiatives. We see that a lot. I talk to hundreds of TA people every year. We see those types of themes coming up quite a bit. And so you're definitely on the leading edge of those. And so that's great. Final question I would have for you is, you shared a lot of great insights on your background and initiatives that you've had, initiatives you're looking at. What's some advice that you might share for others listening to the podcast? Most of the listeners are either in TA or interested in TA. So it could be something somebody shared with you, something you share with your teams, whatever advice that you think would be helpful for the audience.
Yeah. So I think one of the pieces of advice I would give is I know that this is a absolutely dynamic time and a lot is happening across businesses, across technology and innovation. And for me, like a piece of advice is eat it up. This is the time. Pay attention to trends and really think about the value of the recruiting function to businesses when we're going through these transformative times. And I always say, like, I don't think recruiters give themselves enough recognition for the value that they bring to a business. And we are out there, we are talking to talent, we are representing the brand, we are selling our companies, and we are the external face of HR. And so I think that is an important responsibility. And it's also an amazing opportunity. I think our recruiters just deserve so much more recognition than they get for the work that we do. So that's one thing. I think another thing is it is a really good opportunity right now, I think, to pay attention to where your company's going, to pay attention to what I feel like as a leader, one of the biggest responsibilities that I have is to understand where is our company trying to go? Where are we trying to meet our consumer? What are we trying to deliver to our customer? Because those are the types of things that our team needs to help deliver. And don't just get caught up in your sort of day-to-day requisitions, but really lift up and zoom out and understand what's happening in industry, understand what's happening in politics, understand what's happening around us, because this is what's driving the talent, the competitiveness, where schools are teaching their students. So I think there's this element of just learning and diving into some of these details and being a advocate for the company, but also appreciating this dynamic world that we live in. And I think that's one of the most fun things about what we do. And quite frankly, it's what's kept me in this business for 20 plus years, because I learn something new every single day. And that's what makes it fun to be a leader in this space. And I think it's also, from a leader perspective, being somebody who's supposed to be setting the vision for the team and who's supposed to be removing roadblocks and who's supposed to be helping us move forward, that I am somebody who wants my team to really be part of that. And so as a team member, another piece of advice is be part of where we're going, be part of creating the future, be part of advancing the function, because I think we play an important role and we also have a lot of great things ahead of us with all the change.
That's great. That's excellent advice. It is, you're 100% right. It is a completely dynamic environment that we're living in now. And so much access to information and best practices and even mistakes others have made, and all the sharing and information that's out there only makes you better. And it's easy, like you said, to get focused on, I have all these wrecks, I have to head down and complete the work and do the things, but picking your head up every now and then to pay attention to what's happening around and really think about it and think, more importantly, how you can add value, how you can be a part of that, is excellent advice.
Yeah. And you're helping us all do that by this great podcast. And obviously your guests are already taking initiative to learn. So thank you for what you're doing to help connect us all and, you know, help us learn from each other and to bring new and exciting things that are happening to us too. So thank you, Ryan, for hosting this.
Yeah, thank you. That's the mission, to help everyone and share and collaborate and give back to the best profession in the world, I think.
That's right.
TA. So, and Blair, thank you so much for joining me today. I think you did an excellent job, and I appreciate you sharing the level of detail that you did. And I'm sure the audience will find tremendous value in your journey. And so thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you. And thanks everybody for listening. And I hope to have a chance to share more as we continue on our journey down the road.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.